Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
And now joining us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is TNT Guest Hall of Famer, Louisiana Sports Hall of Famer, State of Missouri Sports Hall of Famer, and former Rams, Saints, Bears, Broncos, and Chiefs wide receiver Eddie Kennison. And Eddie is a guy that we cherish very much here on the show, both as a player and as a person. He was a great player both in college at LSU and in the NFL. You know, and let me tell you, here are just a couple of highlights from Eddie's career at college. He caught at least one pass in each of his last 31 regular season games at LSU. He was a two-time recipient of the AT&T Long Distance Award in 1994, in particular for his 100-yard punt return against Mississippi State. He also was a member of LSU's 4x100-meter relay team that finished second in the nation in the national championships back in 1995, and he was a four-time All-American in track. With the Chiefs, Eddie still ranks ninth all-time in receiving yards and 10th in receiving touchdowns. Eddie also does a great job raising money for lupus research with his foundation, and we are so honored and thrilled that he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Eddie, Chris and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hi, Eddie.
Chris and Bob, it's always great to be with you guys, man. You guys do such an awesome job with guys that come on your show, giving them a platform to speak the game, any sport, speak about their lives, their foundations, and the things they're doing in the community. I tell you what, brother, you guys have a fantastic platform. So thank you for having me back on.
Oh, well, we appreciate that very much, Eddie. So, Eddie, I want to start out our time with you tonight by getting your thoughts on two of your former teams. You got the Rams and the Chiefs potentially on a collision course to play here in Atlanta in the Super Bowl. If that were to happen, whose side are you taking?
Well, before I say that, we also have the Saints, who I also play for, and my Bears got knocked out last week. So there's a collision course with the Chiefs, the Saints, and or the Rams. But if the Chiefs make it and they play either the Saints, I'm rooting for the Chiefs, brother. No question.
All right. And Eddie, speaking of no question, any question in your mind that Pat Mahomes is the league MVP this season?
I mean, the numbers don't lie, brother. I'm sure you guys look at numbers and stats and all of that fun stuff every single day. Numbers don't lie. And Pat has put up some phenomenal numbers. And he's also a phenomenal human being, too. So there's no question that Pat Mahomes, in my mind, my humble opinion, he wins the league MVP this year.
Eddie, one of the things that Bob and I talk about every week here on the show, and as we're picking games and all those sorts of things, I mean, I firmly believe that defense wins championships. High-scoring offenses don't. None of the biggest scoring offenses, whether it's points or yards, has a ring to show for it. So when you look at the Chiefs, boy, they certainly are struggling on the defensive side of the ball. How do you feel about the Chiefs' defense? Can they figure something out? Is there something that you think is in the works that is going to help them clamp down a little bit better as we get into the playoffs and potentially the Super Bowl?
Well, I can say this about any football team at any level. There's not going to be a lot of things that you haven't seen. I mean, they've been through all of the training camps and the OTAs and the mini camps. It's not going to be anything totally different than what you've seen. Now, the scheme will be different because, you know, it's a different team that they're playing, and the team has different deals for you. So I can tell you that the defense that you've been seeing the last few weeks, I mean, that's our defense. That's who we are. Their game will elevate because they know that it's or go home. And we hope that our guys play better at a higher level than the other. And that's what we can hope for. We know it all. They hope our offense continue, you know, putting up 37.5 points a game. And hopefully we can go to school 7.5 points for this playoff game. That gives us a really good chance to win. And we have our good friend Tyreek Hill on special teams, you know, punt returns. And, you know, if we can get at least one punt return or any special teams for a touchdown, man, we have a really good chance of winning this football game.
Always an honor, Eddie. And I know you have a birthday at the end of next week, and I hope we're the first to wish you an early one. 35, you're turning, right, Eddie?
That's right, brother.
I got you.
But, yeah, thank you guys very much, man. I'll be the Raul age 46. And my wife and I and a couple of friends, we'll be birthday in Napa Valley. So that will be pretty awesome.
And that, again, back to that 1 year in New Orleans, Eddie, it was not a good year. You guys only had 3 wins that year. But talk more about the Superdome. We had guys like Boo Williams tell you, when things are going well down there, that place is just like Kansas City as far as how loud it can get and how much of a advantage you can have playing there. Talk more about that experience.
The thing that I remember most, well, I didn't have any good experiences playing New Orleans. I played one there and it wasn't very good. But I can tell you that, you know, obviously the Saints, they're really loyal. You know, they showed their appreciation for us being on the field. And I know over the last, you know, 10 plus years, the Saints with Drew Brees at the helm and, you know, those guys playing some really good football down there. You know, they have been, Cooper Dome has, or not Saints Benz Dome has been electrifying. And, it's great to see the hometown, team, you know, doing well and have been doing well for a long time. You know, the really cool memories that really, you know, sits with me outside of the fan base and in the Superdome is the guys I played with and our head coach that I played for at the time was Mike Ditka. You know, we have a few great stories, you know, just spending time with Dick, you know, during training in the course of that year, just sitting in and talking to him about the game of football, talking about life. I really got some great experiences and some great conversation out of Mike Dick during that year. Those are my really good memories about playing in New Orleans.
And Eddie, you mentioned punt returns and the importance of it. You did both punt and kick returns. And being a speed guy, how come all speed guys can't do those things, Eddie?
You have to be just a little bit crazy, you know, to be able to sit back there and have a special talent to be able to do it, and not everyone can do it.
Eddie, as I'm sure you're painfully aware, when you look at the Chiefs organization over the last, you know, probably 20 plus years now, going all the way back to 93, only one playoff game, and since they lost the AFC Championship game in 93, and that one was over the Texans, who were pretty injury depleted at that point. But when you look at a Colts team coming in who has won 10 of their last 11, if they were to go into Kansas City and eliminate the Chiefs, and the Chiefs don't get a playoff, at least one playoff win, how much is that going to hurt Andy Reid, and you know, do you think that might have an effect on his coaching job?
I don't believe it is. Andy has done an exceptional job every single year that he's been there. If I'm not mistaken, his record has improved every year that he's been there. If it hadn't improved, it kind of stayed the same. So I think he missed the playoffs maybe his first year. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's correct. I don't think his job is in jeopardy in any kind of way. You know, they have a great draft class, you know, over the last couple years. And now with, you know, the young man, Patrick Mahomes, you know, heading up this football team, being the face of this football team, he is playing tremendous football. And there's no better coach than a head coach like Andy Reid, who's a quarterback type of head coach guy. I don't think there's no question in my mind. Andy is not in jeopardy in any kind of way.
Eddie, switching gears a little bit, we have the Alliance of American Football scheduled to start right after the Super Bowl in February. It's an organization that's got a lot of former NFL executives in it. You got Charlie Ebersol, son of the longtime NBC Sports executive Dick Ebersol, who brought in an all-star group, if you will, like, you know, Bill Polian and Troy Polamalu, John McKay, Jared Allen, et cetera, all guys that have a huge NFL pedigree behind them. Is this a league that you think can actually make it? And do you think it's a league that we need, kind of like a developmental feeder league, to help some of the younger guys and guys on the fringes develop their skills, get some film and that sort of thing? Do you think it can be successful?
I mean, anything that starts in business in any aspect has an opportunity to be successful. You know, I think there's a couple things that has to be done in the correct manner. And the first thing is honesty in the business aspect of it. You know, when you bring in guys to help build this business or this football league, you have to be honest with guys, and you have to build a marketing strategy that kind of gets a snowball effect. You guys have heard that term before, where the general public or wherever these teams are placed, that the public and the community accept these guys because of what they're trying to do. And so I think it absolutely has the ability to be like a developmental league for the National Football League if it's done, you know, with integrity, it's done with character, it's done with honesty, and you get the right guys to go in and represent this league in the correct way. So absolutely, I think it could be successful. There's only one thing that that they haven't done yet, I believe. They haven't called me to go be part of the league in any kind of way.
Absolutely, that needs to happen. Bob, or for Eddie?
Eddie, I was wondering, you know, staying on the topic of speed, you played on grass during your college days. And, of course, those St. Louis teams in the 90s and, of course, the Kurt Warner teams of St. Louis, they were always known for the turf teams and how fast they played. What was your preference, Eddie, and compare the two for a guy that can run like you did on both surfaces?
I prefer grass, and I still prefer grass to this day. I mean, it just, for me, it just felt better. It was more natural. And, you know, with turf back in those days, you know, they don't have turf anymore, but, you know, when I played, and even guys before me, you know, when you fall on that stuff, man, I mean, you're taking away some DNA. I mean, it's scraping you up pretty good. And, you know, just the wear and tear on the joints and everything that goes along with that turf, it wasn't good. It looked good, and I'm sure a few guys felt faster, but I absolutely preferred grass, and I still prefer grass to this day.
And on that topic of the body taking a beating, Eddie, you were a guy that lasted until your mid-30s in this league, which is so hard to do. In 2008, when you left, Eddie, was it a question of your body being beat up, or was it more of you lost a step and you probably have had your better days, still could play, but just decided to do something else?
The answer is D, all of the above. you know, my body, it felt like crap then. It feels like crap now. You know, I knew I had lost a step. I was 35 years old. You know, I think the way the collective bargaining agreement has helped the guys, you know, today, if the current collective bargaining agreement was in play when I played, I probably could have played another 3 years, 3 to 4 years. And that's not anything. That's just, you know, how things evolve, and the guys have it really good, and I'm happy for them. And guys will hopefully play longer, and their bodies won't be as beat up like ours was. But and you know, it was it was also time to do something else. My two older boys were in the, you know, their young teenage years, and you know, I had missed a lot of that, so it was time to, you know, say I need to spend time with my boys and spend time more time with my wife, and just kind of, you know, be home. And being I had 13 wonderful seasons in the National Football League, and it was just time. And I was ready. I was at peace for it, and I knew when I ultimately said I was done, brother, I was done.
Eddie, what staying on the subject of, you know, how you feel physically now, and some of your former peers have said to us, you know, hey, once this concussion lawsuit actually gets settled and money starts changing hands, the sort of the thing next looming on the horizon is a lawsuit against the league for some of the pain medications that guys were shot up with so that they could get back out there on the field. We've talked to guys like Keith McCants, who said, you know, he played with a broken shoulder. All, you know, all they did was sort of tape it up, shot him up, and send him back out there. And the additional damage, as you can imagine, to a linebacker when you've got a broken shoulder and you're out there making tackles is sort of something I can't even wrap my head around. How many times, you know, did you see guys, or, you know, I don't know how what your experience was with pain medications and being shot up and that sort of thing. How rampant was that sort of thing where you saw guys that should not have been back out there? And maybe it was even you.
Well, you know, I mean, you guys have heard the stories, you know, the things that I saw and things that I witnessed. It was the same thing that you guys have heard and witnessed from other guys. You know, it's just, you know, that was part of the game. And I know I did a lot of things. I know a lot of the other guys did a lot of the pain medications being shot up because of two things. Well, more than two things, but a couple of things that come to mind. You know, guys were afraid of losing their jobs, and they are ultimate competitors. So, I mean, you put those things together and, you know, you have the game of football. I mean, there's a list of other things that you can put in perspective with that, but you know, for me, in my humble opinion, you know, those two top things in that order, guys losing their jobs and their ultimate competitors you know, had those guys say, hey, I need to take this so I can perform at a high level and not lose my job.
Eddie, before we let you go, you do such a wonderful job with your foundation, the Quick Start Eddie Kennison Foundation, raising money for lupus. Talk about some of the things that you've got going on this year and maybe some of the events and other things that you're involved with, you know, away from football.
Well, the, you know, Quick Start, and I guess I should have let you guys know, we released the Quick Start, the Eddie Kennison Foundation, just this past year. You know, over the last 10 years, we helped raise over $90 million within them. And, you know, we had our foundation for almost 22 years, maybe a little less than 22 years. And, you know, it was for us, you know, it was time to just kind of take a break, you know, for the lupus, raising money for lupus and awareness for lupus. We still do things to help support lupus events, those type of deals. But Quick Start, the Eddie Kennison Foundation, we relinquished it just to kind of give us a break and be more involved with our boys and, you know, the things that we really want to go out and enjoy. And not saying that what we have is more important than someone being ill, because my wife still deals with lupus. She just said, and we said, we need to just take a break and just kind of step back for a little while and maybe we'll visit it at some other point. But, yeah, that's what's going on now.
Eddie, let our listeners know how they can stay up to date with all the great things you're doing and follow you, whether it's online or it's on social media.
Oh, yeah, brother. They can definitely keep up on Instagram. My handle is AIII, and my Twitter is EKennison, III, and Facebook is just Eddie Kennison. And, be great to get some followers to see what's going on. I do a lot of positive posting with my wife and my boys. I do a lot of posting with travel and put up positive quotes and things every so often and just kind of make life enjoyable. That's what we're focused on, brother, just enjoying life, man. I thank God every morning I open my eyes and I just say, thank you for waking me up every second after that, it's all gravy.
Eddie, you're fantastic, my friend. We can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night and coming back and joining us and sharing your thoughts and your insights with us. You're fantastic. And like we always say, you are by far one of our favorites on the show. And that's why you're a member of our guest Hall of Fame. And we can't thank you enough for being here again this week.
Hey, thank you guys. And let me say this before I let you go. If no one has told you guys today, either one of you, if no one has told you today, let me be the first to tell you, I love you, brothers, with the love of Christ, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I pray nothing but great blessings for you and your family, brother. And look forward to speaking with you guys in the near future.
Well, Eddie, we love you as well. Thank you so much for your time. We look forward to catching up with you again soon. In between now and then, Eddie, all the best to you and your family.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Eddie.
See you, Eddie.
Bye-bye.
That is a great Eddie Kennison. Bob, like we say, you know, we are very fortunate all the time on this show that we have such great guests. But boy, there's not a finer man on this planet than Eddie Kennison.
No, how loyal has he been to us? He's like a brother to us, Chris, and the drop of a hat, he'll come on this show. But what a great career. I would have loved to see him play in this era. But we can go on and on. But his greatness, you and I talk about it all the time, comes away from the gridiron and what he does and just how he treats us and everybody that's in his path. And that's what makes him a great man.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when you think about how good you feel at the end of a conversation with Eddie Kennison, not just, you know, what he says, you know, to us at the end. And we certainly love Eddie, and we can't thank him enough for, you know, sharing his love with us. And we love him right back. But when you spend any time talking to Eddie, you can feel the spirituality that Eddie has. You can feel the love that he has for, you know, everybody around him and that is in his circle or comes across his path. It's not just his family. It's just about anybody that runs across Eddie Kennison. But it's just, for me, I always have a smile on my face at the end of a conversation with Eddie. I always feel good. I feel from my heart out, I feel good because of just having spent, you know, 15, 20 minutes talking to Eddie Kennison. Everything from that moment on just feels better. And that's, I think that alone speaks to how great of a man Eddie Kennison is, Bob.
I can't add any too much more to that, Chris. When you devote your life to others and have an interest in just making other people feel better just because they've been in your presence, that's Eddie Kennison, and he continues to do it, and I feel the same. After we talk to him, Chris, you feel like he puts everyone at ease, and life is a little better after you talk to that man every time.
All right, when Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on our Thursday Night Tailgate Spotlight on the positive. Hear which players are out there doing great things in their communities. We'll do that, then we'll wrap up the show all on the other side of these words from our friends at the Salt Creek Golf Retreat and DP Quality Foods.